Okay, so we are in Bezos Hashem. Sorry. We are in Chavis Halvavis Shara Tshuva, Perek Dalid. What are the, we'll call this now the practical requirements of Tshuva. So, I will give you a Tshuva Emarba. The parameters of tshuva, the practical requirements, are four. Harishon, number one is acharata masher kodam lemin avonis, to regret what you did. Hasheni, number two is sheyazvei v'yasur mehem, you stop doing them. Hashlishi, number three is sheyizvadeh bohem, you confess them. V'vakesh hamechila aleihem, and you ask for forgiveness. Varvi, number four is Sheikabel al Navshoy Shalayoshav Lasvesam, Beliba Yumatspum. You firmly resolve never to do them again. We may sometimes hear tshuva, the basic ingredients of tshuva broken into three parts. Aziva Sachet, Charata, Vido, and Aziva Sachet. Here the Chavis almost breaks it into four, meaning the Aziva Sachet part, dropping this in. Sometimes you'll hear it kind of bunched together with never doing it again, but he breaks it into four, meaning you stop doing it. If you're in the middle of, you have some bad habit, first you stop, right? And besides that, you want to set yourself up so that you won't do it again. So now, these are the basics of tshuva, right? He said, regret, vidui, you have to confess it verbally, stopping to do it, and the resolve not to do it again. Now, v'acharata oisa gnus maaseu be'im, regretting it shows that you understand that it's wrong. Okay? I'm skipping two lines. V'anachnu ro'im kazeh ben b'nei adam, and we see indeed with human dynamics, Shalom Reb Moshe, we see with human dynamics, shemar'eh achoyte l'chaveiroi, hacharota al mashechotoloi. If you offended somebody else, you hurt somebody else, you sinned, you wronged somebody else, and you show your true regret for what happened, so, hu hasiba achazocha limcholoi. That is a very strong, it makes it much easier for the person to forgive. I see that you regretted it. It's easier for me to forgive. Okay. V'aziva, and forsaking the sin is ois al beiro emunosoi. That shows your belief in bigvul v'oinish, in reward and punishment. So basically, the Chavis HaVavis is continuing with this. This is a general, I won't call it a theme, a mahalach that he has of trying to get us to relate to our relationship with Hashem like a human dynamic. This is something we see a few times in the Chavis HaVavis. He doesn't want it to just be like, you know, from a matter of piety. He wants it to be very real and tangible in the way you relate, in the same way as you relate to other people. Meaning, understand that just as other people expect you to act like a mensch toward them, many of the aspects of Avodas Hashem are an aspect of acting like a mensch toward Hashem. It might sound a little strange, but it's actually very profound. We see that the Gemara says, the Talmid of Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai asked him for a bracha. He said, you should reach the madrega of fearing Hashem the same way you fear the people around you. In other words, to make it very, very real and tangible. So here he's saying, when it comes to tshuva, you wronged somebody else. You hurt somebody else. So if you kind of come, give a chuckle, clap them on the back and say, hey, you forgive me? It's just adding insult to injury. But showing that you really regret what happened, really showing that you're contrite, is what makes it easier for the person to forgive you. I say, when it comes to Hashem also, you come and you show your charota. That is a naturally understand that that is a reason for Hashem to forgive. And the same goes for Aziva Sachet. Also, when it comes to, he said, the basic steps of tshuva, you can't just come and say, I'm sorry, Hashem, while you're still doing it. Right? That's the Rambam's favorite marshal, famous marshal to Toivel v'sheretz b'yada. A person goes to the mikveh, still holding on to the sheretz. Right? So, Echavis Avavis here also comes from this angle. You can't just come and tell Hashem, I'm sorry, while you're not taking any steps to stop what you're doing. Same goes with human dynamics. If after regretting it, the perpetrator, the offender, stops doing what he was doing, you see that he regrets it and he's stopping, then it is appropriate to be moichel v'lavor al pishoy, and to forgive his sin. Okay, so that was charata and azivas hachet. About koshas hamechila, so he's kind of bunching vidui together with asking for Hashem for mechila. Ben Yona kind of breaks it into two different steps. It's all Rishayim are revolving around the same points, just breaking it up perhaps a little differently. But vidui, Rabbi Yehuda says, besides vidui, there's also tefillah. You daven to be forgiven. So, Chavis HaVavis is saying it's basically kind of like one package. Vidui is expressing to Hashem, I know I did this wrong, and therefore, please forgive me. So, Bakoshas HaMechila Oysal Kriyosa V'Shiflusa Lefnei Elokim. Coming and asking Hashem for forgiveness is showing that you are humbling yourself before Hashem. You're bowing yourself before Hashem. Let's remember that Shara Tshuva is following Shara Kniya, right? Chavis HaVavis said that the essence of Tshuva really is Kniya, humbling yourself before Hashem. Because what's the Chet? Chet is kind of stepping out of Hashem's domain, stepping out of that feeling of being bound to Ratzon Hashem. And now you're coming and you want to be re-accepted. You can't just come and say, Hashem, I want to be re-accepted into your good graces, but I'm going to continue doing my own thing. You want to be re-accepted into Hashem's good graces, what you have to do is, you're coming and telling Hashem, I'm willing to put myself back into, if you will, the fetters of your service, right? I'm resubmitting myself to you as an Eved. That's the essence of tshuva. That's how he put it earlier. You were off the track of being a servant of Hashem. Now I'm putting myself back onto that track. The essence of being a servant of Hashem is feeling humbled before Him. So therefore you come and say, Hashem, I did X, Y, Z wrong. You say it explicitly, which is a form of bowing your head, lowering yourself before Hashem. I want to note, by the way, that also when it comes to Be'edom L'Chaveiro, the place can say, the Shlach actually makes this point, that this is really the idea of asking for mechila. It says you have to be mefayis, another person, before people. Right? It's in Hilchas Erev Yom Kippur. It says you have to be mefayis, a person, if you sin against him. We take that to mean sometimes you have to ask him for mechila. Right? You're supposed to ask three times. I don't know if you remember in school, in elementary school, right? You go with the guy, you might come in. Okay, it's kind of like a joke. He wasn't Michael. You made a joke out of it. You asked him three times, and that's it. It doesn't say, I'm saying I look after this from the chilas. You have to be mefayis. You have to be mefayis, meaning you have to appease the person. Asking for mechila, the Shlach says, is actually what we call tshuvas hamishkol. You are rectifying it in the same way that you wrong the person. Meaning, coming and telling a person. Sometimes we also try to make it comfortable. We go to a person. I know that at a certain point throughout the year I hurt him. And I come and I say, you know what? In case I did anything throughout the year, it's kind of like a comfortable way of saying, in case I did anything, are you Michael? The Shlach makes a chedra, that's not really, I don't know if I would say, you're not yotze that way. I don't know if we would say that. Paskening halacha here. But he says the concept is to lower yourself before the person. You hurt the person, now you are rectifying that by what he calls tshuvas hamishkol. You are balancing it out. How? By lowering yourself in front of them. It's not pleasant to come and say, what I did was wrong. I don't like to say that. I wasn't wrong. Maybe accidentally something happened, right? In case there was anything. That's a yeshmaka way of asking for mechila. In case anything happened. So Ramesh is asking, so Lamaisa, what is the main thrust at the end of the day? Is it my pius, or is it Lamaisa, the other person being mindful? The truth is, you're right, there it seemed to be conflicting implications about that. It is a chiddush. The nusach of tefillah zaka is a chiddush, that there's such a thing as just hoping that the person will be meichel without me having gone to be mefayzeh. And I dare say that, again, if you look at the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, I think it's a certain kula that the Chaya Adam is giving us. It's very liberating. But we use it as a last resort. We do what we can. If you're going to use the... You want to be Michael someone else? That's right. That's right.
I'd rather make that. I want to be
okay, right. So I heard about Victor Miller say once talking that he said that he talked about somebody. He said he once gave a shiur. I don't know about Victor Miller, if you ever heard him, he had a very distinct voice. Yeah. You know, sometimes you say about people that they're unimitable. So he was imitable, right? So he said he was once giving a shiur, and somebody like kind of went and made his voice. Like he was there in his presence at the end of the shiur, like did his voice like in a very loud way, mimicked him in a loud way. So he said that, you know, it was very embarrassing, whatever it is. He said, I was meichel him, but he wasn't yoytzer. Meaning apparently there are two aspects to it. And it's true, you talk a see this. The din is what's mutl on you is to be mefayez. It could be that enochanami, if I'm meichel you, so you're off the hook. But you didn't do your full tshuva. You're missing in your tshuva. You weren't yitze the chiyuv of tshuva properly. So now, if you're an oynes, or the chaya adam is providing us with the chaya, that's the tefillah zaka, the chaya adam, right? He's providing us with that out. You don't know. You can't keep track of everything. People you couldn't get to, whatever it's, you hope that they'll be meichel you and you'll get off the hook in that way. But in terms of your chiyuv of tshuva, you didn't necessarily do your chiyuv ad hasof, or maybe you'll even say, okay, it's a good, you're good enough that you got his mechila. But hither it certainly wasn't. It was a very bidyevedik kind of tshuva. We do have to appreciate that. Apparently it seems that yes, there are both sides to the coin. You're meichel the person, gets over the hook. That's also my understanding. I'm not sure if I'm right about this, but you know, people will often ask, person really, really hurt me in a really, really serious way, right? It's hard for me to, I want to be meichel, but it's hard for me to really just, especially if the person did not really appreciate what he did, etc. So by the way, I just want to note that there's actually, the Rambam says, that if you really have harboring hurt, you should let the other person know about it. Do it in a nice way. You don't want to do it in a way that's just going to get everything started again. But to do it in a nice way, in a respectable way, with an eye on, I want reconciliation. That's why I'm coming now. You might not have realized that what you said, you know, at this time, you might not have realized it was very hurtful, etc. I want you to know that because I don't want to be feeling these lousy feelings against you. And that, very often, if you're talking about two mention, it will actually lead to, I've seen people who've tried this, and it can be very beautiful how it really leads to the right feelings. But what happens if a person is feeling like, I never really was approached properly. I would like to forgive. I'm still feeling hurt. I'm going to forgive. I can say I'm Michael, but I'll still feel hurt. So my understanding, and I would like to check this out further, but my understanding is that there are two aspects here. You say you're Michael, the person is not going to be punished for it. Say it. And then you did yours also. Meaning, as far as this, you know, it's not good for you to have a person being punished on your account. It's just very not spiritually healthy for you. It doesn't leave you in a good place, right? But I said I was Michael. He's not going to be punished. But that still doesn't mean that he was yoytze his. He might still have a chiyuv hanging on his head, a certain chiyuv of ben adam l'chaveri, to really come and follow through on the pius toward me. So it's possible. I mean, one doesn't have to be a steer to the other. The mechila, as in not having to feel like, not having to leave a reality of someone being punished on my account, which ultimately ends up bounding back on your account, you can do. And he's not going to go to Gehenna, whatever it is. But how, whatever the implication exactly will be, he wasn't completely yotze his chiyuv of tshuva. So this is coming back, we're just applying the same thing to Hashem. You lower your head before Hashem, say, what I did was wrong, so to speak, being mefayes Hashem. That's point number three of tshuva. Okay, we'll stop here. I'm sorry, what's that?